piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park, Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation, 805-400-8822.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, September 12th, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
Driver flees accident at Wellsona Road 101 intersection. Paso Robles Police Department hosting fundraiser for Special Olympics. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today, highs in the upper 80s. It's 58 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Clear Choice Property Management, locally owned and operated. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Idler's Home. More of what you want for your home since 1954. Idler's Home. Yesterday afternoon, a traffic incident occurred on the intersection of Wellsona Road and Highway 101 North. According to the California Highway Patrol, three vehicles were involved in the incident at 2:08 p.m. A red Volkswagen, a white Ford, and a blue Kia. CHP says the blue Kia tried fleeing the scene with the white Ford following. The driver of the Ford immediately contacted law enforcement. CHP says the blue Kia was pulled over 10 minutes later. Currently, it is unknown if anyone in the incident suffered any injuries. The Wellsona Road and 101 intersection is notorious for how many traffic incidents occur, though an underpass is slated for construction in the next few months. The Paso Robles Police Department will be holding its annual Tip a Cop fundraiser this month. Proceeds for the fundraiser will benefit Special Olympics Southern California. As part of a statewide initiative, officers will serve attendees of the event dinner in order to raise funds and awareness for Special Olympics athletes. The event takes place on September 18, 2024. Attendees can reserve tables for 5:30 or 7 p.m. that night, with tables for eight available at $250. Individual meal options are also available for those unable to dine in for takeout. Proceeds directly benefit Special Olympics programs in San Luis Obispo County. Templeton Rec Foundation announces Volunteer Awards Dinner. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
Need a home upgrade on a budget? We've got you covered at every price point. Don't miss our outlet and clearance section at all three locations. Stocked with appliances marked way down, up to 50% off select products, and special financing options like 0% down for 18 months on many items. Upgrading doesn't have to break the bank, and we have the deals to prove it. Idler's Home. It's how we save value. Shop idlershome.com or at any of our locations today.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The Templeton Rec Foundation has announced the date for its annual awards dinner. Their fall event this year is Livin' the Scream, October 26, 2024, at Spring Hill Suites in Atascadero. The event takes place from 5 to 9 p.m. with VIP guests allowed inside an hour early. The event will feature a dinner, drinks, silent and live auction, and a costume contest. For more information, you can visit templetoncsd.org. Red Wings Horse Sanctuary will be holding their fourth annual fundraiser. First established in 1991, Red Wings works to rescue, care for, and rehabilitate abused equines, as well as care for retired racehorses. The upcoming fundraiser is Red Wings' biggest fundraiser each year. Here's Lene Soxman, member of Red Wings Board of Directors, with details of this event.
Our annual fundraiser, our fourth annual fundraiser, will be held on Sunday, September 29th from 11 to 3, and it is at the Horse Sanctuary at 6875 Union Road in Paso Robles. The last day for purchasing tickets for our event is September 22nd, so if people don't want to miss out, they need to buy their tickets now. So that they can enjoy this really great event, because, you know, there's all kinds of demonstrations going on, and it really is it's a fun day.
VIP tables are also available, which includes a tour of the ranch, a charcuterie board, special wine glasses, and more. You can go to redwingshorsesanctuary.org to purchase tickets for this event. In partnership with Mujeres de Acción, the city of Paso Robles invites the community to celebrate Hispanic heritage at the Hispanic Heritage Festival in the downtown city park. The festival takes place on Sunday, September 15th from 2 to 9 p.m. and highlights the rich cultural traditions of the Hispanic community through a variety of family-friendly activities. Entertainment includes live mariachi music, folklorico dance performances, a traditional El Grito ceremony, and live music of Grupo Norteño. The event will also include authentic Hispanic food and local vendors. The city of San Luis Obispo announced that the Laguna Lake Dog Park will be closed starting Monday, September 16th for renovations. Park upgrades will include full perimeter fencing, separate areas for large and small dogs, improved drainage to maintain the natural landscape, new trees to enhance the park's beauty, new play structures for dogs, and new pathways for enhanced accessibility. The budget for this project is around $1.5 million. Funded by the San Luis Ranch Development Parkland in Lieu Fund. The city says that construction will be complete in the spring of 2025. In sports, Major League Baseball, the Dodgers beat the Cubs 10-8, the Giants over the Brewers 13-2, the Mariners beat the Padres 5-2, the Athletics over the Astros 5-4, the Twins beat the Angels 6-4, the Yankees over the Royals 4-3. Tonight, the Giants will face the Brewers, the Athletics will go against the Astros, the Rangers will face the Mariners, the Rockies will go against the Tigers, and the Yankees will face the Red Sox. Local news was brought to you by Idler's Home. Go to idlershome.com for details. KPRL News Time is 6:13. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. The bridge fire burning close to 50,000 acres in the mountains north of San Bernardino with still no containment. Investigation underway into the cause.
The cause of the fire is currently undetermined, but is being actively investigated by the United States Forest Service. This is currently the largest active fire in the state of California.
Anthony Maroney with LA County Fire. A few dozen homes reportedly destroyed. Residents of Mount Baldy and Wrightwood forced to evacuate. Several communities in San Bernardino still under mandatory evacuation orders as crews battle the line fire. The California National Guard moving in to help.
We'll start moving through a neighborhood. We'll mark it and take care of it. But as we move out of that neighborhood, the National Guard comes in behind us to provide that extra security. And then a law enforcement officer that's familiar, your friends and neighbors, are also staying with that crew.
Sheriff Sam Dykus, the fire burning more than 36,000 acres, 5% containment on the airport fire in Orange and Riverside counties. It's burned 23,000 acres. Jeff Scott, California News.
I juggle a lot. And managing constipation with belly pain from my irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, with laxatives and fiber isn't enough. My doctor recommended a way to get ahead of it. Then I said yes to Linzess.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Driven to be the best.
The veteran-owned Ted Miles Motors in Atascadero.
The cars you want, the people you like.
Serving you for 49 consecutive years.
Just plain good deals without the hype.
Ted Miles Motors, same location since 1975.
Selling cars the way it should be done. And giving you service that's second to none.
Driven to be the best.
Ted Miles Motors, in business for 49 years, has sold over 13,000 vehicles and is the longest established used car dealer in San Luis Obispo County. So whether buying or selling a car, truck, van, SUV, motorhome, or classic car, visit their easy-to-navigate website, TedMilesMotors.com, or their showroom, 7380 El Camino Real in Atascadero, next to Farrell's Auto Repair.
Driven to be the best!
Ted Miles Motors, Atascadero.
KPRL News continues at 617. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer that has comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms. As almond prices have dropped, growers say they're focused on their bottom lines, looking for ways to diversify their crop portfolios and identify other income to shore up the narrowing profit margins. Fresno County farmer Matt Effred, who grows almonds, pistachios, walnuts, canning peaches, and feed crops, said, quote, "If a grower can have a diversified portfolio, that's the way to go because you can hopefully cover the lows with income from other crops." The average almond price per pound has fallen from $2.45 in 2019 to $1.40 last year. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report on KPRL brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the upper 80s, north-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows near 50, north-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the upper 80s, west-southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny this weekend, partly cloudy on Monday through Wednesday, mostly sunny on Thursday next week. Low 80s on Saturday, mid-70s Sunday, low 70s on Monday, upper 70s on Tuesday, mid-70s Wednesday, then about 80 a week from today. Currently, it is 58 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:19.
Need a chimney sweep? Logan's Chimney Works is based in the North County with years of experience. You can trust them to help maintain your fireplace and chimney. Logan's also services pellet and gas fireplaces to keep them operating in tip-top shape and ready for the winter. Call Logan's Chimney Works to get a discount for summertime cleaning. Logan's Chimney Works, 805-538-9991. That's 805-538-9991.
Tyndall Tile in Atascadero carries a wide variety of porcelain and ceramic tile with stock in over 80 colors of grout. They stock the industry's top performing building products, including Mape, Custom, Dynacrete, Schluter Systems, Colorfast Caulking, Backerboard, Tools, and more. Tyndall Tile in Atascadero on El Camino Real, across from the Sunken Gardens, directly behind Marv's gas station. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4:30. TyndallTile.com.
Uncle Ed's Outfitters is now open in a new location in Atascadero at the Oaks Plaza near Guesthouse Grill, offering new indoor archery range available 24 hours for members. Great for kids' parties, practices, friendly competition. We have an in-house certified gunsmith and all staff are CRPA, NRA, and USCCA firearms instructors for your educational needs. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in the Oaks Plaza in Atascadero, open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Eric's Painting, your North County licensed residential and commercial paint company. You will love the expert attention to detail when working with Eric. He specializes in refinishing cabinets, stained or painted, and stained decks and porches. Great reviews on Yelp, and he guarantees quality work. Call Eric or find him on Facebook here in the North County. 805-975-6960.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
There's a mixed reading on inflation at the wholesale level. The producer price index showed some signs of improvement in August, though the PPI rose 0.2% last month and up 0.3% excluding food and energy, more than expected, and an increase from July. The PPI for the year ending in August improved to 1.7%, and core PPI on an annual basis was unchanged at 2.4%. The Federal Reserve meets next Tuesday and Wednesday. Wall Street's anticipating the Fed cutting interest rates by 0.25%. Also, the number of new claims for unemployment benefits rose slightly last week to 230,000. There are still no signs of widespread layoffs. The European Central Bank, as expected, cut interest rates this morning. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
Hi, I'm Ron Kraszewski, Chairman and CEO of Stifel. Financial advisors, let's face it, if you're not growing your practice, you're losing market share. Stifel is a growing, entrepreneurial, advisor-centric firm built for successful advisors like you. There's a reason why 148 financial advisors joined Stifel last year. Come join us and find out why Stifel is the firm where success meets success. Visit www.choosestifel.com.
Stifel Nicholas & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Barry from Cambria says, quote, "Bill's presentation was great. He displayed an admirable depth of technical understanding of the system he was presenting. It was a pleasant experience. Thank you, Barry, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing 47 years of admirable displays of technical understanding. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners, it's time to schedule your solar panel cleaning. Spring and summer are maximum solar energy production seasons. Dirty panels can decrease production by 20% or more. Make sure your panels produce the most energy and save you the most money. Visit solarponics.com to get your solar panel cleaning quote. While you're at it, ask us about battery backup and storage. Get more out of your solar energy system. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Orchard and Vineyard Supply wishes you a prosperous harvest. No matter what crop or season you're in, Orchard and Vineyard Supply on Marquita Avenue has all the planting, trellis, crop protection, and harvest supplies you need all year round. Visit Orchard and Vineyard Supply at 77 Marquita Avenue or call 805-434-9488 for quotes. That's 805-434-9488.
Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. Outstanding gas prices as well. 238-5775, 238-KPRL to, well, join us.
Quick stop, midnight tea top, Jack in her cherry coke town. Mama and daddy put their roots right here, cause this is where the car broke down. Yellow dog school bus, kicking up red dust, kicking us up by barbed wire fence. MTV on the RCA, no AC in the vents. We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little LA. We were teenage dreaming, front seat leaning, baby come give me a kiss. Put me on the cover of the Rolling Stone, uptown, down home American kids. Growing up in little pink houses, making out on living room couches, blowing that smoke on Saturday night. A little messed up, but we're all right.
Hey! The Morning Exchange. KPRL.
Coming up this afternoon, sound off 12:30 till 2. Karen continuing with school board candidates. And this afternoon will be Leo Costello and Adelaide Haichu. So enjoy that. Just a reminder, Al will be here tomorrow for Open Mic Friday. Then next Wednesday, Karen will have on Paso Robles City Council candidates. And the first one up is District 3, Steve Gregory, Michael Rivera, and Jeff Carr. Then next Thursday, council candidates from District 1, Sharon Roden, Linda George, and Chris Beal. So get ready for that as you've been listening and hearing. And one of the, I've received a couple of phone messages regarding how Karen is running the format. And most of the phone messages are, well, she's not taking phone calls. And there's a reason for that, because it works better. It works better. It's cleaner. What happens is people call in and they don't ask questions. They make accusations, and they get off course, or they're set up calls. This way, it is cleaner. The two candidates, they put the questions together. They are asked those questions. That way, there is none of this nonsense that has gone on over the years. Not just here, but in general, when you have the open and allowing people to come in and just, well, I won't use the words. Anyway. That's why it's taking place, and it is working better, because you're hearing directly from the candidates, and again, not stage phone calls. And speaking of that, we may have a conversation this morning about something that took place in the lobby yesterday here at KPRL before the candidates came on, and that was Tim Gearhart and Lauren McCoy. And it's not nice. It's not nice what happened. I will just say this, Lauren had nothing to do with it. She was the, shall we say, receiver of it. And it can't be denied, because we have a witness. We have a witness who heard everything. So that conversation may take place this morning if someone will be calling in. So just a little heads up as it heats up, so to speak. So 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Also, I came across this morning, and I thought, well, okay, this has been going on, so no big deal. Over the next 5 years, $15 million in federal grant funding will be allocated to San Luis Obispo County to address needs outlined in this consolidated county plan, and that's for 25 through 2029. As well as annual action plans, which identify some pressing housing and community development needs. Also, this could be for youth services, senior housing, general affordable housing, and even programs to help people not fall into homelessness in the community. Now, what I, and again, words just tend to jump out at me. And when I saw this, I go, And it says here, and this is from the Generation Build president, we want the cost of living feasible for the most important people in our community. And when I first saw that, I go, the most important people in the community. Well, then this person says, here are the most important people in the community. Those are teachers, police officers, firefighters, and first responders. As far as I know, none of them make bad salaries, but I pondered a little bit more on that statement, the most important people in the community, and I thought, look, there's nothing wrong with any of these, the police officer, what this person said. However, when I think about the most important people in the community, it's the people who are, that generate the money to be able to pay these people. That's the entrepreneurs, the people that go to work every day, pay their taxes, and help build the community to pay the salaries of these people. They're not generating any money. Now, they enhance the community, don't get me wrong here. However, the most important people in the community, it's those who generate the cash. That's who the most important people are, in my view. You may have a different take, and that's fine. But I just don't like when I read words that are just thrown out there without, I think, not given much thought. So, anyway, maybe you have some thoughts on that as well. Okay, speaking of that, I'm going to address an issue that has been building here at KPRL for a couple of years now. From time to time, we have groups and organizations that contact us, as they've been doing for many, many years, and they're looking to help spreading the word for whether it's an event or something they have coming up, et cetera, and the common denominator in many of these, not all, is that, yeah, we would really appreciate you getting us on the air, giving us some publicity and stuff, because we don't have much of a budget. Okay, that's understandable. We know that with these groups, and you know, many of these people are volunteer groups and so forth and so on. But what has been building is that we are told that because they have no budget, they want us to do this. And then these groups and organizations, they turn around and they buy advertising elsewhere. It's gotten to be a little bit more, shall we say, common. So they tell us they don't have the budget, and yet they'll buy advertising elsewhere. Now, when you work in this type of business, they either lied to us, and it's a kick in the gut. It's a kick in the gut. So we're going to have to be a little bit more diligent about that, unfortunately, because we have to pay light bills, too. And we're getting hosed. We're getting hosed. And it's not appreciated at all by the people that have come to us asking for help. So, something to consider. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. There was a little bit of discussion yesterday on the scores at Paso Robles High School that took place at the board meeting the other night. And they apparently haven't gotten much better in the district. Well, apparently, there is the information about how the state's K through 12 students are performing. And apparently, it's located on several sites. And according to new reports, it's extremely difficult for even educated, and I mean educated college degree type parents to go through. And there's a boatload of information on the schools, test scores, attendance rates, who's headed to college, and more. But finding it, according to a study, is extremely difficult. And the scattered approach to this transparency prevents parents from truly understanding how the children's schools are faring and taking actions to improve them, according to the report that was released yesterday. Now, the report, it compares California's the information transparency. California has been given a D compared to other states. Such states as Connecticut, Michigan, and Tennessee were given A's for their easy-to-navigate portals. California ranked alongside Arkansas, West Virginia, and Arizona among the lowest. So it's the California School Dashboard. Now, supposedly, the Department of Education consults with experts, including the Quality Campaign. Show me the data report when it's updated, the information, and it's supposed to, you know, be easy to find. But it, according to the study, again, if we're ranking D, then there's some issues there. So there's issue. As a matter of fact, I see one quote here. I have a PhD in education policy, and I can barely navigate these sites. How do we expect a typical parent to access this information and make sense of it? And this is from a professor at USC. Okay? You know, one of the things that I'm sure most of us go through, there are certain websites that are just harder to navigate. Even for people, you know, such as this is an example.
I can attest to that, actually. I'm not going to name what site it is, but recently when I was trying to get some election information on, you know, a particular city, I could not navigate the website itself to find the election information. So I just ended up Googling, you know, city name election, clicked on the link there. Then I found the spot to the actual website where the election information was located. But navigating the actual website, you know, using its interface, couldn't do it.
So the original one that you tried to get onto would have been the I'll just say the government the local jurisdiction's website.
Yeah, well, they're both the local jurisdiction's website. The difference is, you know, I couldn't, you know, navigate all the tabs, windows, and different pages that they lead you down to find that information. So I ended up just searching it up and then going directly to it from the search engine, if that makes sense.
So in other words, and I'll use an example here, if you went in to search for the political information or the election information on the city of St. Matthews in Kentucky, city of St. Matthews website.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that would be the difficult one, but if you just went another route, it would be easier.
Yes.
Okay, well, I sometimes wonder if that is by design. I'm not sure. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. This is Lauren D. McCoy. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I heard you had a topic of conversation that I need to address.
Yes, apparently there was some kind of a conversation that took place in the lobby yesterday that was heard by another person than the person that was talking to you, and that was Mr. Gearhart. And when I was told about that information, it was very concerning, and also I don't know what your reaction, your thoughts were at the time, and if you can repeat what was told to you.
So we were sitting in the lobby waiting for the show to start, waiting for Karen to arrive, and Mr. Gearhart was telling me how good of a job I'm doing on the board, and that he voted for me, and that I was pretty impressive to him. And I said, well, thank you. I said, so if you're giving me all these compliments and you voted for me and I'm doing a good job, why are you running? And he said, well, I had some neighbors of mine that approached me, and two of them are racist and they don't really like you very much, and they talked me into running. And Karen walked in, and we had to start the show. And I just was taken aback by that because, I mean, I wouldn't necessarily share that information. I would have just said, some neighbors of mine really asked me to run, and so that's why I'm running. I wouldn't have went as far to tell me all of the details that he was sharing with me. And then even after, he proceeded to say, if anything happens to me, if you lose and if anything happens to me, I'm going to make sure that you take my spot. So why are you running if you, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. It was rude to say, and I'm not one that plays a race card at all. It just so happens to fall in my plate often. And I just thought it was really distasteful, to be honest. I couldn't even be mad at this point with all of the things that has happened since I ran in this 3 years. I couldn't even be upset. I was just like, this is insane. The fact that you even feel comfortable saying something like that in front of me tells me all that I need to know. And I couldn't believe it. So the person that heard it in the lobby while we were talking came up to me and was like, did I hear this correctly? Because I didn't say anything. I wasn't going to say anything. And then I was approached because somebody heard it. And they said, was I hearing right? I was like, no, you heard exactly right. And I'm really sorry that you had to hear that, you know. But that's just some of the things that I get to experience in this life.
And the want to make sure that this is understood, that this cannot be denied because it wasn't just you and him. Somebody else heard this comment. And
right. Yeah, I didn't make it up.
Yeah, no, I received, as soon as the show was over, I received a couple of phone calls about that from the witness, and also Karen and I talked about it. So this is despicable, but you have broad shoulders. We know that. We know that. And to think that somebody, because two people are racist, would do this is, I say this a lot, Karen, I can't comprehend it.
Right. But it makes me think, so are you racist too? The fact that you're falling in line with what your racist neighbors said? So, you know, it brings little questions up in my head.
You know, it also brings to mind for me is, well, I wonder if any of these so-called neighbors of his that are racist had anything to do with the sign issue.
Right. Yeah, that too. So many questions go through my head.
Yeah. Well,
I think the show went well. I think I like the format that Karen Vealey presented, and I think it's a lot smoother to hear both sides of each candidate's what they're passionate about and how they feel about the topic. So I do like the format that she came up with this time.
Yeah, what it does is it helps control people's emotion based on people that may call in, and then things mm-hmm. can get out of hand a little bit. So Karen came up with a very good format. Lauren, I'm sorry you had to experience that yesterday.
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate you all, and I appreciate the support too, because people have definitely been very supportive and encouraging. So I thank you all for that.
All right. Best of luck.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Let's go to the other line. Hi. Good morning.
Good morning, man. I hate to pile on, but I have experience with Mr. Gearhart. Let's not forget, this is not his first time attempting to be back on the school board. He was there before. In fact, you can ask him about voting lockstep for everything and anything that Chris Williams wanted, including the destruction of our school district.
Yeah, Cody, I heard that yesterday, and I wanted his voting record. I wish it would have been on the table there, because he's talking like he had nothing to do with the Chris Williams crap.
He had everything to do with it. He even assured me when I went down there. Remember, I just love his support for Mr. Bosch, since he voted to censure Mr. Bosch when he was there. Did anybody remember that one? I went down there because Mr. Bosch was being unfairly treated by the rest of the board members. He was one of them. Little Timmy Gearhart is not who he purports to be at all. So that's experience with him. And I could go on, but I know you're out of time. So another time perhaps we'll talk. But, yesterday's show was very telling.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for having it. And, Lauren, you have 3 votes from my house. We'll talk soon.
All righty, 238-5775, 238-5775. KPRL. Anything else that may be on your minds? That's what freedom of speech is. We had somebody else trying to get in. But, all right. So let's see. What time is it? Well, not enough time to go into anything else here or pass this report of what's going on. But that's just to start the day, and it is election season here in darn near paradise. We're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite, voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County 5 years in a row. Yesterday afternoon, a three-vehicle traffic incident occurred at the intersection of Wellsona Road on Highway 101 North. One of the vehicles attempted to flee the scene, but was later pulled over by law enforcement. It is currently unknown if anyone in the incident suffered injuries. The Templeton Rec Foundation has announced a date for its annual awards dinner. Their fall event this year is Livin' the Scream, October 26 at Spring Hill Suites in Atascadero from 5 to 9 p.m. The event includes a dinner, drinks, a live and silent auction, and a costume contest. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly sunny today, highs in the upper 80s. It's 57 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Service, now serving the North County for 33 years. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. Francine roaring ashore in Louisiana Wednesday evening as a Category 2 hurricane. It is now a tropical storm. Fox Weather's Robert Ray, 50 miles southwest of New Orleans.
Heavy rains and wind pounding this region, knocking out power to thousands already. The problem is a storm surge is a major problem. 7 to 10 feet in some areas on the coastline like Grand Isle.
Francine packing winds of 70 miles an hour. House Speaker Mike Johnson pulling a vote on a temporary spending bill that would keep federal agencies and programs funded for 6 months. The legislation would require people registering to vote provide proof of citizenship. Congress needs to pass a stopgap spending bill before October 1st. And Taylor Swift, the big winner on the MTV Video Music Awards last night. 7 awards, including Video of the Year. America's listening to Fox News.
Big wheel, keep on turning. Proud Terry, keep on burning, rolling, rolling, rolling in some Richies. Spin the wheel and you could win $1.5 million in cash every Friday and Saturday in September and October. Every hour, four winners will be drawn to spin big in my $1.5 million wheel of Richies. The big wheels keep on turning, only at the Tachi Palace Casino Resort.
The Astraea Warbirds Museum has updated its 40-plus vintage military aircraft to honor those who served in the Vietnam conflict. The Astraea Warbirds Museum, home of the Woodland Auto Display, has a multi-million dollar collection and over 20,000 square feet of indoor buildings for the vintage auto and race car enthusiast. Open Thursday through Sundays, 10 to 4, Dry Creek Road in Paso Robles, and they're always looking for new volunteers. Go to ewarbirds.org.
Make your home more efficient for the summer heat with the help of Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center in Paso Robles. Blake's stocks everything you'll need to maintain your existing evaporative cooler. Now's the time to check those pads, pumps, float valves, and motors. Blake's carries quality Dial evaporative cooler repair parts and Dial cooler pumps from 5,000 to 11,000 CFMs. Also, multiple sizes of Aspen and Duracool pads. Blake's True Value's knowledgeable staff will help you find the right Dial cooler part to keep your home cool through the summer. Dial evaporative cooler parts keep your cooler running efficiently, and that saves money. If it's time to replace that old tired cooler, Blake's has specials on new efficient evaporative coolers, both roof mount and window mount models. Get the help you need at Blake's True Value Hardware Center, 1701 Riverside Avenue in Paso Robles. Blake's, behind every project is a True Value.
Thank you.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Ten minutes away from seven at the Right Choice KPRL. Sports is brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
After being no-hit for eight innings Wednesday, the Mets erupted for six runs in the ninth to upend the Blue Jays 6-2. Francisco Lindor started it with a leadoff dinger.
It felt really good. I mean, it was one of those hits that I could tell the vibes in the dugout just lifted.
Francisco Alvarez capped it with a three-run blast. Toronto's Bowden Francis has now taken two no-nos into the ninth inning in the past 3 weeks and had both broken up by home runs. Tigers scored six times in the first inning and cruised past the Rockies. Pirates over the Marlins. Bailey Falter took a no-hitter into the seventh for Pittsburgh. Dodgers hit four home runs in the first inning, but still had to rally to beat the Cubs. Tommy Edman's second long ball of the night in the eighth was the difference. Shohei Ohtani hit his 47th homer and stole his 48th base. Phillies shaded the Rays. Zach Wheeler gets his 15th win. Philadelphia reduces its magic number to clinch the NL East to nine. Guardians completed their sweep of the White Sox. Lane Thomas collected four RBI on two balls that never got out of the infield. Yankees trimmed the Royals in 11 innings on Jazz Chisholm Jr.'s walk-off infield single. Tyler O'Neill's three-run shot in the 10th gave the Red Sox the walk-off win over the Orioles. Diamondbacks romped over the Rangers. Eugenio Suarez hit two of Arizona's five home runs. Giants barreled over the Brewers. 17 hits for San Francisco, including three taters. Wins for the Mariners, Nationals, Cardinals, A's, and Twins. Week two of the NFL kicks off tonight with the Bills at the Dolphins. It's week three in college football. A couple of games tonight. Saturday, number one Georgia will be at Kentucky. That's Thursday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night. 13th and Riverside and Paso Robles in just 30 seconds. Extended weather forecast, pet alert, and of course, trivia.
Kelly Henson Electric in Paso Robles has been serving the county since 2002. Whether you need a panel upgrade, car charger installation, a generator install, or help with design plans and permitting, Kelly Henson is your expert electric company. They don't mind emergency work, and no job is too small. You can see their work at the PAC in Templeton, Twin Cities Hospital in La Venture, and Niner Wineries. Call Kelly Henson Electric, 805-536-1669.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance. He's the man, 105 South Main Street in Templeton. Well, kind of the usual. Clouds early, then sunshine. Highs in the upper 80s. Clear tonight. Overnight lows in the upper 40s. Upper 80s again on Friday. We'll cool down a little bit to the low 80s on Saturday. How about this? Mid-70s on Sunday. Low 70s Monday. Upper 70s Tuesday. Wednesday, mid-70s and upper 70s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 8 up and down. 6:44 a.m. 7:15 p.m. It is 57 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt, 105 South Main Street in Templeton, and that it's home, auto, life, business, whatever. Give him a call. All right, moving along here on this Thursday edition on The Right Choice. And there is nothing on here that says the world-famous pet alert. I don't know where that, we call them carts. We call them carts. But it's not here today, and I don't know why it's not here. And what I am going to do is not blame anybody except me, because I didn't load it. I had everything else loaded. Here it is. I don't know why, because it looks loaded, but here it is.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, hoot.
World Famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters. Tascadero, one-stop shop, ammo, archery, education, gunsmithing, all under the one roof. As we check in to see what animals may be out and about and get them where they need to be. Okay. Well, there's nothing to report, but did you know that cows have panoramic vision? They can see more than 300 degrees at a time, compared to just 140 for us. However, we get to eat them.
That, and I think we see things better.
Yes, some people do.
Provided you've got spectacles on, if you're visually challenged like I am.
You are visually challenged?
Yeah, that means I wear glasses.
Well, okay. How bad is it?
Not too bad, honestly. I went to get a new pair, or like order a new pair the other day, and the guy was like, oh, your vision's not even that bad. But
how long have you been wearing them?
This pair, 11 years.
So when you were a kid, and you, was it a big deal for you to get glasses? I mean, were you like, oh, no, I don't want to wear glasses?
I didn't know I needed to wear them until I got this pair. So, like, my first and only pair of glasses is this one, and I got them when I was 14. And I remember first putting them on, and I was like, whoa, has the world always been this clear?
Okay. I don't know why I'm laughing, because I've never worn glasses. As a matter of fact, I've... except for once, I've never had an eye test, which that's another thing. We may get to that here in a minute. If you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. Pet Alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero. All right, now we're a little behind here, but that's okay. 4 minutes away. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place. Qualifying for gift certificate contest rules do apply. They are on file. Okay, and this kind of ties in with a little something here, because I just had an experience with this. What is the average weight? What is the average weight that you have to go through to see the doctor at your appointment? So you show up, they say it will be 10 minutes before the scheduled thing. So how long is the average wait going to be? How long is the average wait going to be? Because I had an experience with this the other day, and a little long, because I was just about to walk out. I was getting one of those things that I've never had before in my entire life. So Linda's been on me as I continue to turn the calendar. She said, you know, you should probably have this done. So after 2 years of getting on my back, I did it, and I showed up 15 minutes early, and I sent in all the paperwork the day before, and yet I sat there for almost 45 minutes, and I usually don't do that, but since it was my first one, but I was literally walking out when they called my name. And I just, and you know, I heard the excuses, and I just waved my hand. Don't want them. Don't want the excuses. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I'm going to say 1 hour and 10 minutes.
No, sir, if you would wait that long, you have a lot more patience than I do.
Go see my doctor.
Yeah, I have walked out on several over the years, and it's amazing. The next time I went, I got in pretty quickly. Hi, good morning.
29 minutes.
Okay, I'll give it to you. It's approximately 30. It says approximately 30 minutes. Now, do you get...
I figured they'd call you before half an hour if they didn't want to reap your wrath. Well, thanks.
Okay.
This is Corliss Thomas in Tascadero. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. Yeah, 30 minutes. Now, I went and looked, and understanding that some things come up once in a while with the patient, but the general answer that I found, now for those of you in the profession, you please let me know, is that they just overbook. They overbook, and they get backed up pretty quickly in the day. There you go.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. The fourth annual fundraiser for Red Wings Horse Sanctuary will be Sunday, September 29th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. This is Red Wings' biggest fundraiser of the year, promising an experience of a lifetime. Tickets can be purchased at redwingshorsesanctuary.org, and the deadline to purchase them is September 22nd. In partnership with Mujeres de Acción, the City of Paso Robles invites the community to celebrate Hispanic heritage at the Hispanic Heritage Festival in the downtown City Park on September 15th from 2 to 9 p.m. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 57 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
It is my contention, if more people, shall we say, brought this to the attention of those in the office, that perhaps it may change. Perhaps. And again, things come up a little bit with different patients, but to make somebody wait a half hour, 45 minutes or an hour, extremely inconsiderate. All right, two more hours to go. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by Clear Choice Property Management, locally owned and operated.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's